This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Helen Williams on the line from World Missionary Press. And we're going to be talking about some work in Senegal today. It began in 2014, I believe, and there's just some really powerful information from the National Coordinator there at World Missionary Press's website. And Helen, my first question, Hema, I believe, did you guys connect with him through Every Home for Christ or a different way?
It was through Every Home for Christ. We have a lot of contacts in Africa, in that part of Africa, and Every Home for Christ has established works in a lot of those countries. So they would send their directors to contact us for literature. And when Mr. Diop took over the work in Senegal in 2011, he started contacting us. So we had another contact in Senegal at the time that hasn't been as active. It was a different type of ministry. So, yeah, it's been through Every Home for Christ, and that's their home-to-home-to-home distribution. So they use a lot of our literature, and it fits well with their way of reaching across the country.
And something that really stood out to me is how this literature is kind of, it kind of becomes like the secret evangelists in Senegal, because Senegal is a Muslim majority country. Can you just tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, in his interview, he talked about how difficult it is to share publicly or even to share in any way openly with people, because they are they're really afraid to be even seen talking to Christians or to have any interaction. And so the literature really is the major way of sharing the gospel individually. And also, he said people, although they're reluctant to take it, they will take it if they, you know, they'll kind of take it home or whatever. And then the literature can do its work at the appropriate time. He also said that one of the things about Senegal, because it is so closely tied to Islam and the Muslim culture and et cetera, that you have to almost develop relationships with people before they will trust you to accept something. So it's not just an open on the street handed out. It's much more relationship oriented, and so much more selective. And so they have to be careful, but they are continuing to go house to house. So much of it has to do with people not wanting to be seen with a Christian, or see, you know, that their people who choose to follow the Christ are often chased out of their families, could lose their jobs. So there's great risk. So it's more relationship, you know, someone that maybe a shopkeeper that they see every day that maybe someday would receive the booklet. So it's more that thing, that kind of thing.
And that's just one of the challenges that is presented to the work there. Can you tell me a little bit more about some other needs that this director shared with you, and maybe how people can help?
Well, his heart is for the Wolof people. That's his background. He's from the Wolof tribe, and he came to Christ after some family issues and struggles. And so his calling, he believes, is to the Wolof people. And we don't have any literature currently in the Wolof language. And so we have been working with him over the last 2 or 3 years to get our booklet, How to Know God, into that language, because How to Know God was written with the Muslim in mind. In other words, the presentation is just a little bit different address the Muslim. So he's been working on this. He's done some translation. It's currently on the field again with the Bible Society there for some reviews and clarifications in certain areas. But we were really praying over this piece that it would be soon available and be added to what they already have. The material that we sent to him in early 2019 was in Arabic and in French, a lot of it in Arabic, a lot of New Testaments, 40,000 New Testaments between the two languages. So they use the New Testament a little bit more than they do the booklets because people will receive it. They are anxious to read the whole New Testament, to have an interest in the person of Jesus Christ. They see him as a prophet, but they will read. So we did send Arabic, How to Know God, and that's another reason why we want this wall of peace available. So that is a great matter of prayer for us, and if your listeners would join us in prayer that this project would soon be complete, that the corrections and everything would come back from the field, and we'd be able to get it in print and onto the field for every home for Christ to use among the Wolof. 99% of them are Muslim, and they're a great large part of the 16.5 million people in that nation.
And is there, if people want to give to support the translation or the printing or just anything in that process, how can they do that?
Well, if they can give by calling or going to our website or just sending a note to Post Office Box 120, New Paris, Indiana, 46553, World Missionary Press, and just designate, this is for printing for Senegal, and that will help us get this Wall of Peace printed. It will also help us print more New Testaments in Arabic and French to send, as well as other literature. We sent the Gospel of John and the Bible study on Genesis in Arabic as well. That's particular to their needs, and so just mark their designate their gift for booklets or material for Senegal, and that will allow us to print more and keep this project moving.
Awesome. All right. Well, that wraps up my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
Well, just one point. This person, his background is unlike many, but I am just so overwhelmed with the way the Lord brings these people to the Lord and to himself, and out of desperation sometimes, out of civil war, out of all sorts of trauma, and they come to the Savior, and then they have a heart to reach their own people, and they're willing to sacrifice and do that, and then we are able to come along and help them, and it just reminds me again of how the body of Christ is to work, and how the Lord draws people from different ways, different lifestyles, different countries to work together to get his purpose accomplished in a particular nation. And we are just blessed to have so many like him who are committed, who are sold out to do whatever is necessary to reach their country for the Lord. And he came to the Lord, through a personal tragedy, family tragedy, and you can see how the Lord trained him and for the work he's done. And we see this over and over and over again. So I guess my thought is that this is how we all work together. The WMP staff could not do what we do just by ourselves. There's only a few of us and a few volunteers, but we need prayers from all over. We need donors from all over. We need distributors from all over. And this is how the work is done. And their stories are so heartwarming, some of them from straight out of the book of Acts.
And I can't let you go without asking a little bit more about his story. Is there anything, you mentioned a tragedy, are you able to share that with us?
Well, his father was a man in the government or in the cultural part of the government in Mauritania. They were Senegalese, but they were living in Mauritania. Life was comfortable. Everything was good. And then in 1989, there was this war, and in one night, they lost everything, and they had to flee the country, go back to Senegal. They were penniless. They had no place to stay. They had nothing, and the situation didn't get any better. And as a child, in the early teens, he couldn't go to school. His mother's family wanted her to divorce him, the father, now, because he couldn't provide for his family, and they were just in this situation. And so Brother Diop prayed to God, and he said, I put it to God very simply, if you will deliver my family, keep us, mend up my family's woes, I will testify that you are truly God and that Jesus is the truth, and therefore I will follow you whatever the cost. And he says not long after that, the family situation changed. His father got a job. His mother changed her mind about divorce. He got to go to school. They joined a church and had fellowship. And this is where his burden for his people came, and this is kind of where it all started. And so it came through tragedy, and a life that looked like it was rosy and on the just going to be without problem suddenly was destroyed in a night. And he finally saw God, went to God and said, okay, prove that you truly are the one true God, and I will follow you. And that's straight out of the scriptures. And so, and he has been following the Lord faithfully to that ever since.